Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. I hope you are still awake, as I said. And I will give you my presentation, even though I think a lot of the comments and the points have already been mentioned by previous speakers. But I'm looking forward to give you the Danish version and the way we look into it. So my topic today is why information is an important factor when it comes to inclusion and participation, and when it comes to being a customer of interest to the, within the tourism sector. My name is Ulla Kramer, and I present the organization God Adgang, or Access Denmark, and we are in charge of running the Danish accessibility label. We are a non-profit organization, and have been looking into this matter for 15 years. Last year, Visit Denmark published a report about the potential of travelers with reduced mobility or disability. Other countries have published similar reports or better reports during the last 15 years, but it is the first time that the Danish tourism sector officially has produced a paper on this subject. It states that around 8% of all overnight stays are made by people that have stated that they are disabled in some way. The number might, in fact, be even higher when we take into consideration those who might have the same challenges, but do not consider themselves as disabled, or if we count family members that travel together with a person with disabilities. The number is equal to other countries in Europe. For instance, the number is 11% in Great Britain, according to Visit Britain. It is also mentioned that the lack of knowledge about accessible products keeps people from traveling, and that more people would travel more if they know more about the products. The demographic changes in Europe demands that we change in the way we build. It has been mentioned several times today, and how we organize the tourism products if we want to make sure that the products are attractive now as well as in the future. They have to be accessible. Because who wants a store or a restaurant in a building that might exclude a large part of potential customers or their families? Lack of customers, lack of branding, lack of image is some of the negative spins off by running a business in inaccessible buildings. It is difficult to talk about how to increase travel possibilities for people with different abilities, and why information is essential without mentioning universal design. So I will do that. Before we began to use the term universal design, we were talking about designing for people with disability. The universal design definition is not narrowing down the comfort and the pleasure that we achieve with an accessible solution. It's not narrowing down to a certain group of people. Universal design take into account that we all, to some extent, or at certain periods of life, will benefit from a universal design society. Children are smaller than an average person. Elderly people are weaker than an average person. And pregnant women and parents to small children learn a lot about the value of accessible features that can ease their everyday life. Universal design is a process and a design philosophy that strives to obtain the best circumstances so that most people possible can enter and function in a building, use the facilities, feel comfortable in the rooms, take part in activities, and use the building for the purpose of which it is made for. Universal design is about dignity, equality, equal opportunities, and inclusion. Universal design should be a part of every development strategy. If we want to increase the number of potential customers, for instance, within the tourism industry, accessibility is a hardcore business decision and should be recognized as so. Today, accessible design is important to more than 20% of the population in Europe, and to some extent, reason to choose. I say reason to choose, quality. The level of accessibility is a way to differentiate and promote a hotel, a restaurant, a conference venue, and so on. And architects and designers are focusing on designing for everybody. The use of universal design principles and seeking help in different building legislation on accessibility will increase the opportunities of creating an inclusive design. But sometimes we forget that detailed information about the buildings or a product is an important factor to ensure visitors that it is realistic and safe to visit a certain place. Perhaps a building is designed perfectly, is designed with perfection and welcomes everybody, but the potential visitor do not know about this. More researchers, I'm tired too, have looked into the culture regarding information and found that we too often forget to provide information about accessibility. Many businesses with good access forget to promote their accessibility. A restaurant's homepage is often displaying a photo of a nice dish or a wonderful set table, but you are not able to determine whether or not there are three steps at the entrance. We must change our information culture. A lot of people have to know more about a building or a place than opening hours or prices to be able to visit a place. Pictures and detailed information about accessibility is necessary to plan a trip, to arrange assistance, or alternative access opportunities. We know that a large part of the population often makes a decision not to go due to the lack of information. The crew behind Urine's Guide in Great Britain have looked into the information-seeking process and come to the result that more than 95% of guests with disabilities are seeking information before they go on a holiday or a visit. And a large part of potential customers don't go if they don't find information and a reassuring information to plan a safe trip. We have to realize the importance of information to obtain inclusion and to open up our business to more customers. The Danish label system of accessibility takes this matter very seriously. And why do we do that? Because people do things differently. I think it's a wow factor here. I hope you realize that. Otherwise, I'm happy to be able to tell you that people are all the same. We are all the same. We have ideas, things we want to do, places we want to travel to, but we do things differently. It's not so complicated. Some people, with or without disabilities, can climb mountains and others can't. Some can walk long distance without a rest and others can't. We all have different abilities and preferences, also when it comes to accessible design. To live with a disability, some kind of illness or reduced function or whatever we call it, is a personal matter. It doesn't define you, who you are, or what you want. It's a personal matter and up to the individuals to set the boundaries. People with disabilities is not a target group. People with disabilities are already in the target groups that we normally use in the tourism sector. Sometimes we are families traveling with children. Today we are conference guests. And next week we might be city hoppers or outdoor activists. Or other types of customers. So people with disabilities are as different as anyone else. The difference is the need of information, simply because we do things differently. My colleague, who is a wheelchair user, and I, we are here today, conference guests, and we have the same intention and interest in visiting this conference. But our information research is very different. The information that I need is very easy to find. The information that my colleague needs is not so easy to find. What can we do as tourism sector, as a tourism enterprise or an individual business, is to provide sufficient information so that our very different customers can make an informed decision on where and how they want to participate in society. If I had a hearing aid, I would probably look for information which is important to me, and I would probably skip information about the size of a bathroom or the slope of a ramp. And this information might be essential to other guests. Even and firm pavement is often of importance to people with walking impairment or people in a wheelchair. But to many electric wheelchair users, it might not be important. And again, to some blind people, uneven surfaces are very annoying. So we cannot provide information, we cannot just provide one kind of information to stereotypes of people. It is important to gather and present information which is detailed enough to be used by those who need them. I'm very often confronted with the question, can't we just gather 5 to 10 important facts and then serve the customer well to a certain extent? And I would say, maybe you serve 5 or 10% of your guests then. The idea behind the Danish label is to provide proper information and let the individual decide what is important. The information must be sufficient so that the customers themselves are able to decide if a venue or a building is accessible. This is a very individual and private matter. I think we have done too little when the customer have to call a venue to ask about details. For instance, the width of a door or the height of the bed, or if a shower bench is available. The customer should not have to tell the staff of his or her personal needs. We have to tell what we offer and let the customer decide what is necessary to take into consideration. That is empowering and a dignified approach. And provide more and sufficient information is what the Danish label system helps the tourism sector with. Enough about the information strategy that the Danish label system is based on. Now I will share with you how we manage the label system and how we try to improve the accessibility and the competitiveness of the Danish tourism industry. As I mentioned, the organization Access Denmark was founded in 2003, and we started implementing the accessibility label within the tourism sector. In 2007, we expanded the label, and the label can now be obtained in all kinds of buildings and outdoor areas with public access. But today we concentrate on tourism. The reason why the tourism sector, the disability organizations, and the Danish authorities developed the label was that the government formed a political document stating that Danish tourism products should be for everyone. Both sides of the table, representatives of tourists and travelers and representatives from the tourism industry, knew right away that this would be very difficult. So it was decided to make a tool that could fill out some of the gaps between the actual quality of the products and the customer with special needs according to the design of the building and the product. Yeah. But to serve potential customers is only one of the two important outcomes. To serve them with information, of course. Products must be developed towards more and better products, especially the Danish Hotel Association, HORESTA, knew that the labeling process had to contain an easy-to-understand consultancy that could make it easier for tourism business to work with accessibility and to avoid poor solutions and bad publicity. So today, a label offers a marketing and information platform towards customers and a consultancy on accessibility towards the enterprises. The labeling of a venue empowers the owner to work with accessibility as a development strategy without necessarily being an expert in advance. Now we move on to online, if it works. Because I'd like to show some of the information that we share with customers. This is the Danish version, and I skip to the shorter version in English, and I try to show you how we can find an access and place that is registered. And I've chosen one of the domes. Here we have, for instance, one of our churches, a cathedral of Vyborg. And this is the, can I get down, up? Here you see the church, and the first thing that you notice in the top is the small vignettes, small labels. We have seven of them, because we work with seven groups. The first one is wheelchair users, the next one is walking impaired, hand and arm, visual and blind, hearing and deaf, allergy, mentally disabilities, and reading difficulties. And you can right away, you can see if the place has achieved all marks or not. And here we can see that there are some problems for instance, walking impaired. Maybe that's enough. I see, okay, Access Denmark have been there. They have they said that the place is okay for wheelchair users. I don't need any more. I rely on that, and I can go and feel safe to go. I can read a short resume here in English. Maybe that's enough. Maybe I'd rather prefer to look at the pictures. I can see the pictures from the parking space to the entrance and into the church, and maybe I need some more detail. I'd like to have an extra look at the web line is not so stable here. Maybe I want to see the chairs. Are they with armrests or not? Or maybe I just want to see more of the church to be able to determine my whether I can work or function in the building. So maybe the pictures are enough for me. They all go through the church, and most of them are finishing with the toilets. So, or maybe I do need all the detailed information here below, and I can see everything very carefully from, as I said, parking space, and the whole way, the whole chain from the parking space into the church. And I have possibilities to go, let's see, down here and have a look. The toilets. It's always interesting to talk about toilets. And everything is easy here, except for the door is a little bit heavy to get in and out. So I know if I go to the toilet and maybe I cannot use my arms so good, they have to ask my colleague to help me open the door. So otherwise it'll be fine. I can go and visit the church without a problem. I feel safe going there. The fact sheets are built up in the same way if it's a hotel, if it's a church, if it's a beach. So the idea is that the venues, the church homepage, the hotel's homepage, they can just paste the link on their own homepage and then deliver proper information about their facilities. I think you know many homepages write a lot of blah, blah, blah about accessibility which cannot be used. Here we can make information in a standard way or the same way for all kind of buildings in Denmark. The information are shown on our homepage, of course. It is shown on visitdenmark.com, for instance. And of course, it should be shown in the venues and the enterprise's own homepages. It has been a very important goal that we can change this information culture. As I said at the very beginning, most homepages are informing about opening hours or prices, but it doesn't matter if a hotel room costs 1 euro or 100 euros if you cannot get through the door. So to some people, it's more important to know about accessibility. So it's all about the customers. Information on accessibility is an important factor when it comes to inclusion and participation and to opening up our business to a larger group of potential customers within the target groups that you already are working with. Because the only difference is that we do things differently. That was my contribution.